Now we are ready to start.
Hi, Dan. Nice to see you again.
Hi, Jennifer. It's funny. You're our next-door neighbor, but I seldom see you. Busy all the time?
I think it's because you are busy or traveling somewhere. Your brother's been boasting that you were in New Zealand recently.
Oh, gosh. If you want the news to spread, tell my brother. Everyone seems to know about my trip.
And everyone's curious. People don't often go so far for a holiday.
It wasn't a holiday. We went there to shoot a film about the island's animals. The Educational Channel is making a series of documentary films about the wildlife.
Wow! Are you saying you were working in TV?
Not exactly. A friend of a friend is working there. He knows that I'm fond of photography. He saw my work and suggested that I could take part in the project as an assistant cameraman.
You were lucky, weren't you? How was the flight there?
Very long, and it took us some time to sort out my problem with New Zealand customs.
Oh, what was wrong? Did you have too much luggage?
There was a lot of luggage, cameras and other equipment, but that wasn't the problem.
What was then?
I didn't know that their customs regulations forbid to bring animals, plants, seeds and food into the country.
Did you take a pet with you?
No, but Mum had packed sandwiches, cheese and honey in my bag, just in case I got hungry. I forgot about the package and had to explain the situation to the customs officer. They made me throw it all away.
It's always useful to learn about the country's laws before you go there. And where did you stay? I heard campsites are popular there.
That's right. But we stayed in a youth hostel, which is called a backpackers there. They're much cheaper than a hotel, but much more comfortable than a campsite. The administration was friendly and helpful. When the receptionist, Patrick, found out about my interest in photography, he recommended what photo exhibitions were worth seeing.
Did you visit them?
Only one, in Auckland. It displayed photos of butterflies, loads of them. Huge, absolutely exotic, and fantastically beautiful. Native New Zealand people are called Maori, and they know lots of legends about butterflies.
You sound like you want to go there again.
I certainly would like to. Actually, I dream about going there one day to take photos of native animals, birds, and flowers. Then I want to arrange a wildlife exhibition here in our city. Our people are so tired of the stressful city life.
It's a great idea, I think.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again.
Hi, Dan. Nice to see you again.
Hi, Jennifer. It's funny. You're our next-door neighbor, but I seldom see you. Busy all the time?
I think it's because you are busy or traveling somewhere. Your brother's been boasting that you were in New Zealand recently.
Oh, gosh. If you want the news to spread, tell my brother. Everyone seems to know about my trip.
And everyone's curious. People don't often go so far for a holiday.
It wasn't a holiday. We went there to shoot a film about the island's animals. The Educational Channel is making a series of documentary films about the wildlife.
Wow! Are you saying you were working in TV?
Not exactly. A friend of a friend is working there. He knows that I'm fond of photography. He saw my work and suggested that I could take part in the project as an assistant cameraman.
You were lucky, weren't you? How was the flight there?
Very long, and it took us some time to sort out my problem with New Zealand customs.
Oh, what was wrong? Did you have too much luggage?
There was a lot of luggage, cameras and other equipment, but that wasn't the problem.
What was then?
I didn't know that their customs regulations forbid to bring animals, plants, seeds and food into the country.
Did you take a pet with you?
No, but Mum had packed sandwiches, cheese and honey in my bag, just in case I got hungry. I forgot about the package and had to explain the situation to the customs officer. They made me throw it all away.
It's always useful to learn about the country's laws before you go there. And where did you stay? I heard campsites are popular there.
That's right. But we stayed in a youth hostel, which is called a backpackers there. They're much cheaper than a hotel, but much more comfortable than a campsite. The administration was friendly and helpful. When the receptionist, Patrick, found out about my interest in photography, he recommended what photo exhibitions were worth seeing.
Did you visit them?
Only one, in Auckland. It displayed photos of butterflies, loads of them. Huge, absolutely exotic, and fantastically beautiful. Native New Zealand people are called Maori, and they know lots of legends about butterflies.
You sound like you want to go there again.
I certainly would like to. Actually, I dream about going there one day to take photos of native animals, birds, and flowers. Then I want to arrange a wildlife exhibition here in our city. Our people are so tired of the stressful city life.
It's a great idea, I think.
This is the end of the task. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers.